segment called Sign Off with Sam, and we've had some fun with people dropping by and sharing thoughts with Sam UP, who's retiring after 64 years on the air here. My goodness. And one guy who has been here longer than I have by a year, maybe?
I think so, yeah.
All right, Kevin Kelly, who is the brand manager of WCSI. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to ask you, I've asked everybody, just some thoughts, reflections. When I say Sam Simmermaker, what comes to mind to you?
I'm going to say, first one that always comes to mind is Icon. About that it's just amazing to see all the different places and different people that you've been able to reach out to. And that's, like you said, you told me, I think, recently that you don't really care about like getting autographs from famous people, or you know, then it's not that big a deal to you. But some people, I think, it is a bigger deal to kind of meet you. I mean, that's the thing. You may not think of that, but it is kind of, it is the way. I mean, it's amazing, but that's a pretty neat thing, I think, for sure. So yeah,
I echo that because it's been my extreme pleasure to share a studio with you for over 30 years.
Yeah,
I mean, and Sam, you know as well as I do in radio. 30 years, much less 64, is unheard of. I mean, a lot of people start out in this business. Very few make careers of it. Would it be safe to say?
I think so.
Yeah.
And when I think of Kevin, I think of our trip early in his tenure here, if you will, to Louisville. We saw Cardinal Farm Club, the Louisville Redbirds at that time, facing off with somebody. And we talked about going to IU games, et cetera, Cincinnati Reds, but daggone it, he can't find time to work in a free evening, and neither can I.
I know.
But maybe now.
Maybe so.
It's going to happen.
Maybe so. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting because your Cardinal loyalties, your Red loyalties, and here I am on the periphery with Cleveland Indians. I know Guardians, but so I'm kind of like the poor stepchild when it comes to baseball allegiances in this station. But we've had some discussions about baseball over the years, haven't we?
Mm-hmm. Huh? Exactly right. Yeah.
Okay. So talk about as well. Talk about the working with this guy. You know, we're still doing baseball right now, and you work pretty closely with him getting the football, basketball, baseball schedules squared around. And tell me about that process. It's a little involved, isn't it?
It is a little bit more involved. That's the thing that we've always try to be as fair as possible. I know that we try to do as many East and North games as we possibly can, try to make it like down the middle.
Yeah.
But I know like when we get toward the end here, like you said, with the baseball and stuff, that now with East and then Hauser are the only ones that are still, you know, alive, that you're going to just follow those teams. But it's kind of a neat thing to be able to go through that. I mean, Sam kind of submits the schedules, but then like last year when we became an IU affiliate of football and then especially basketball, that was kind of interesting little juggling. And Sam was glad that I was the one that kind of decided about which way to go with that, because we could have like an IU game, like, you know, in the afternoon, and then have one of our games here locally that he did. And, you know, it was kind of a neat thing to put together. To be able to get all those things to mesh is a pretty neat thing.
When you mentioned IU sports, I remember a breakfast the three of us were involved with Mr. Fisher. First time I ever met him. Sat at the restaurant up in Center Grove area,
right.
Trafalgar, somewhere like that.
Right.
Had breakfast.
Yeah.
And I think that might have been the first time I was ever in the place. My wife and I have gone back there a couple times since then. Got introduced to a good place to eat.
Yeah.
And he was a little late.
Yeah.
And I think yours truly, I'll pat myself on the back, suggested a phone call.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And it turns out that he needed that reminder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Had some things happening at home that caused him to kind of forget.
It happens on occasion. Mm-hmm. And this guy's role here, Sam, for Kevin, kind of changed over the years. He's kind of the man here with CSI in terms of the administrative responsibilities, huh?
He is a detailed person, and I marvel at that. Let me tell you.
Yeah.
He juggles a lot of different activities.
Can we talk about sports equipment? Because a lot of times when we start to do ball games, many times Kevin's in the studio to kind of get the discussion underway. And talk a little bit about that. To me, it's a lifeline. When you're at a remote location to do a ball game and you contact the radio station and they say it sounds great, I always take a deep breath. That is so reassuring to know you get people like him and others that are holding down the fort for you here.
The broadcast can only go downhill from that point.
And many times it does, right?
Yeah, it's been a great relationship, one that I treasure when we have a station gathering and there's food involved. Yeah. Quite often everybody congregates in our conference room, and really it's a little bit tight seating-wise at that point.
Yes.
Kevin needs to be up here through that dinner hour, if you will. And so he has to eat his lunch basically where you're sitting.
Yeah.
And he has been kind enough to let me to kind of crash the party up here. Mm-hmm. And I've really enjoyed those chats.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. With him. Went to his wedding, as a matter of
fact.
There
you go. Talk about that with Mrs. Colonel, huh?
Yes.
How'd you lay the colonel on him? How'd that come about?
Well, I have, a penchant for
military
coming
rank.
Up with the nicknames. And some have stuck and most haven't.
Yeah.
But for some reason or other, and I can't explain it, but the colonel has been a constant.
That it has been. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, you stuck a buck on me, which made sense. That kind of sticks.
From your Ohio roots.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you know, Colonel, was there anything behind that tag?
I don't really remember. Not really that I can think of, but yeah. It has, interesting how it stuck, though, yeah.
Yeah.
So and we've had, he's been outranked by the admiral and the general and the sergeant.
Yeah.
The colonel.
The colonel. Yeah, we had the general who used to hold down the fort down on KKG in the mornings, right?
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day, so to speak. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very good.
CSI Radio, White River Broadcasting, has been very fortunate to have this gentleman to my right.
Oh, yeah.
At the ready, well-armed for these many years.
Yep. And it's kind of reassuring that he's here. I know it when we do the ball games. Boy, you think, oh, I hope things are working out okay. Can you hear me? And you hear, yep, you guys sound good. We're in good shape. Mm-hmm. And Sam, real quick, the routine you go through checking the microphones. No one ever hears this on the air, but you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, go, 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 pop, 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 pee, 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 boom, 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 yes, 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 and now back to the handset.
Now back to the handset, because you used to have to work on the phone and communicate.
Yes.
And I copy on it now, too.
Yeah,
exactly. You have. You kind of picked up on
it
a little bit.
I did. I like it.
Practice, practice, practice. We need to say hello and congratulations and nice going to a relative of his who lives with him, as a matter of fact.
Oh, yes.
I think Mrs. Colonel needs
Mrs. Colonel
to pat on the back as well.
Mrs. Colonel, ma'am, if we're going to stay military, right?
Mrs. Colonel, love you.
Yep. See, yep. She sent us a little comment on Facebook, said, congrats, Sam, with a big heart, Mrs. Colonel. All right. Going to take a break. Back with more as we say adios to Sam. Sign off with Sam. More in a moment.